This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess the key word of the day today is nauseous. All right. Yeah, we got a lot of nauseating stories here. First, nausea became very, very big and trending today as James Comey, FBI director, who is being grilled in a Senate hearing, said that it made him nauseous, right, to have to deal with the Hillary Clinton emails and how it could have affected the election, right? Dealing with Hillary Clinton and the emails and Anthony Weiner's computer made him nauseous. And if that's not even more nauseating, apparently Barack Obama asked another woman to marry him before meeting Michelle Obama, apparently in a book. Then we also have Brad Pitt, who talks about what splitting from Angelina Jolie was like. What's all this? What are all these personal touchy-feely, lovey-dovey stories going on right now? I just want to puke. Really quickly here with the FBI Director James Comey. It was very, very interesting how he kind of handled it. You know, I believe it was Senator Feinstein had asked him why he would have 11 days before an election revealed to everybody that he was going to be reopening a case on Hillary Clinton, you know, of all the, you know, times to do that, you know, why? And, you know, he said, first of all, he didn't, you know, tell the press. He wrote a private letter to the Congress. And number two is he had a choice of either concealing or coming forward. Okay? He said he felt really, really bad. Okay? It was a bad, you know, something that made him feel bad coming forward and saying, look, we got an issue with one of our presidential candidates. But he said it felt worse and it would be catastrophic if he would have concealed that he had all this new information. I guess the new information was they're looking at Anthony Weiner's laptop. And, you know, Anthony Weiner, I mean, he just always in the news for something stupid. And while they were searching his laptop because of the, you know, half-naked pictures he would post that he was sending to young girls of him in his tidy whities, which, again, you know, get some, you know, maybe maroon or, you know, black boxer briefs. Those are way sexier than tidy whities. Can I just say that? All right. Oh, I get it. I get it. You know, women wear black to look smaller and skinnier. And so maybe guys like to wear white to look bigger. But now, women don't think tidy whities are sexy. Okay? Can I speak for all women on that? Women, am I right or am I right? Yeah, tidy whities not sexy. Okay. Well, okay, Tom Brady in a tidy whitey probably could be sexy, but he could be wearing a Bozo the Clown costume and still would think he's sexy. But we're talking about the average guy, right? Okay, boxer briefs, dark boxer briefs, so we don't see the skin marks. That's the best thing to do, guys. Okay, write that down. So anyway, while they were looking at Anthony Weiner's laptop, as we all know, thousands of emails were there that appeared to include classified information. And the reason why they, prior to the election day, said, nope, you know, we are not going to continue our investigation of Hillary Clinton is because he said there was no intent. I still want to know what the hell classified information was doing on the laptop to begin with. But I believe it's still going on as we speak. So we'll keep you updated on the latest with that. But, you know, he said he made the right choice, and he said he would do it again. If his choice was, you know, bringing up a bombshell before an election or concealing information that really mattered to the American public, there was no way he would conceal. And I have to admit, on that note, I commend him for that. That's a right decision. And again, he didn't bring it up to, you know, the whole world. He just told Congress, look, I want to tell you guys something's up. And of course, because we have absolutely no privacy and there's leaks like crazy, it went all over the place. You know, some stuff I think is better left unknown, and then I think some things are good to know. What should be better left unknown? Well, who Barack Obama wanted to marry, right? Apparently, he asked another woman to marry him, according to a book. And this was back in 1986. He said, let me see. Oh, I guess the author is David J. Garrow. Was reviewed Tuesday in the Washington Post, his book Rising Star. He said that in this book, his love interest was Sheila Miyoshi Yeager. And she refused advances at the time because her mother said she was too young. Obama was 25 at the time, and she was 23. So here is young Obama smitten. The two continued to see each other, but then shortly after the proposal, she said Obama became more ambitious. I know, talk about nausea. She said, I remember very specifically that by 1987, about a year into our relationship, he already had his sights on becoming president, she said, according to the book. She told author David Garrow that Obama's, quote, resolution of his black identity was directly linked to his decision to pursue a political career. She's Dutch and of Japanese ancestry. And she said that Obama was a community organizer at the time and was eyeing a political run for mayor of Chicago or a U.S. senator. And so I guess Obama went off to Harvard Law School, then later met Michelle Robinson at the Chicago law firm where she employed. And then I guess they both went, were lovey-dovey. However, they said Barack and Sheila had continued to see each other irregularly throughout the 1990-1991 academic year, notwithstanding the deepening of Barack's relationship with Michelle Robinson. She said, I always felt bad about it. So did Barack Obama cheat on Michelle Obama? Ooh. Ooh. See, now nausea just turned into, ooh, my interest is piqued. Now, again, you got to be careful with these books. You know, people put out books. They want to sell their book. So there's always going to try to be some spicy, juicy, you know, tidbits in there. And again, you know, their marriage deserves some privacy, so I don't think we need to comment on that. But I think what is always a fascinating topic is, you know, who would have been, you know, your husband's wife, or who would have been my wife's husband, or whatever, right? You know, and it kind of panics you. You know, when I think back to who my husband could have married, it's like, thank God things went the way they did and he ended up with me. And if I look back into who I could have married, I would have never been on radio. I know. So I know. Who do you want to smack upside the head? Exactly. Thank God things happen the way they are, because now I can do a radio show for you guys. Don't go away. We're going to hit medical news. 1-877-DOCTALLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I get a lot of questions on Facebook and messages, so here's one from Brianna. Hi, Dolly. My son, Dr. Dolly, no, that's fine. Dolly's fine. My son wants to be president of the United States one day. I will have him listen to your podcast. Talk him out of it, please, or talk him into it. I'm curious to see what you think. All right, if you have a little kid that wants to be president of the United States, or a teenager, or somebody older, why not? I don't think I would talk anybody out of it. One of my kids wanted to go into politics. Just was very, very excited about politics. And I think what got him so excited wasn't House of Cards. I think it was Veep. You know, it just seemed so easy to catapult up to president. But what, you know, people don't realize is, you know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus started out as Veep in the show. So, you know, to go up from vice president to president isn't as difficult as it is from, you know, going to, you know, being somebody who, you know, lives in the neighborhood in a corner house, right? You know, sitting there playing with marbles. You know, personally, for me, yes, it would be very, very cool to become president because I love being in the spotlight. I think it would be close to impossible. And not only because of the ability to be voted in, as we could see with Donald Trump, it's more possible than we think, but because I don't think I like what you have to do and what you have to be in order to get there, okay? You know, maybe Hillary Clinton was really, really nice and a real good person or whatever, but, you know, then at some point, she had to become hardcore. You know, same thing with Donald Trump. I don't think Donald Trump is the sweetest person in the candy shop. I really don't. I think you have to be tough. You have to have some cojones. You have to be able to talk out of both sides of your mouth. You have to be able to make a lot of white lies and be able to fall asleep. You know, you have to be able to, you know, break people's hearts. And I don't like that. You also have to be fake. You could be feeling really, really crappy. You got to be out there and you got to say, you know, and act like you really, really, really mean it, really, really care. That couldn't be for me. If I'm having a bad day, I want to tell people, go, look, I feel like crap. Got a bad headache, whatever. You know, I don't want to sit here and say that, you know, your baby's cute. I don't think your baby's cute. Okay? Your baby one day will be probably good looking because usually ugly babies turn out to be some of the most beautiful people out there. But no, I don't want to sit there and tell you that your baby's cute. So that would be my problem. You know, I don't know how political I could be. And, you know, to navigate that path, I mean, look, you know, it's very interesting. You know, I would really love to see a book going back to how each president, and you know, summarize it, because I don't have time to read all these books, but it would be very interesting to see how each started, you know, and when did they just realize, oh, wow, you know, I could really become president. I mean, look how many elections Abraham Lincoln lost. I mean, President Trump never even won an election. When you look back and you see, you know, this ex-girlfriend of Barack Obama said all of a sudden, you know, he kind of got the light in his eye saying, I want to do this. Maybe I could do this. And that's from what I understand. That's how it ends up happening. You go around and you go, oh, wow, you know, that'd be nice one day. Well, you know, I'm just going to be here in my circle, working my circle. And all of a sudden somebody puts it to your head, you know, you could do this. That happened to me for a little bit. Yep, I was just kind of going along, and then somebody approached me saying, you want to know what? We need you as mayor. Okay, then you start thinking about going, wait a second, you know, I pretty much, you know, could possibly be elected mayor. That's not that huge, right, entertainment. We're not talking President of the United States. I do a lot for my city. People know me. So then you start going, oh, wait a second. Then you start thinking politics. Now, the only problem with that is I would have had to close my practice. I would have had to go off air. I had young kids. And, you know, I didn't want to run if another person was running. And so when I had spoken to the family member and they said, look, we'll let you know if she doesn't run. But if she does, I don't want to run against her because I thought she would be a good mayor. But when that thought came into my mind, all of a sudden you start getting the political, you know, appetite. And you start going, well, wait a second. You know, maybe there is a path to do this. So if your child wants to become president, or if any of you want to become whatever, you really have to start working up that appetite. And you have to have a voraciousness to this where you are, I mean, no matter what, you are going to eat, sleep, breathe for, you know, all seconds of the day to make that goal. And some people can do that. Some people could just completely turn it around. And every Facebook post, every phone call, every email, every conversation leads to that. Okay, I think it's exhausting. For somebody like me, I wouldn't like the lack of genuineness, if that's a proper word. Plus, I don't have a good vocabulary to run for office. But you want to know what? These people that wake up, you know, as little kids and go, you want to know what? This is what I want to be. I want to be a star. I want to be this. You need that. Those are the ones that make it. You know, like the Barbara Streisands, like the, you know, I mean, for me. Okay, I always wanted to be in show business. Now, true, I'm not in a movie and I'm not, you know, doing a love scene with Michael Fassbender, as I would really love to. That would be my goal. But, you know, I was able to, you know, thank God, took a lot of work, be where I am today. Thank God for Genesis Communications Network and everybody else who has, you know, helped bring me to this point. But you have to eat, sleep, breathe, not make money, do things for free in terms of, you know, look, you're not going to be reimbursed for your time. So you're going to have to sit with people, talk with people, give advice from a political standpoint. And you have to be willing to work for free, you know, with hopefully some sort of a payout in the end. Or what's even more important is that there may not be a payout. You have to like it. Okay? You know, when you campaign, you need to, you know, be prepared that if you don't win, you don't tell yourself you did it for nothing. Okay? A failed campaign isn't necessarily a failure in your political career. You can move on and you could, you know, go again. I've seen people continue and, you know, recampaign. Hillary Clinton has said she's not going to run again. I don't believe it. I think she is really not over it. I think she almost tasted the presidency. I don't think she's going to give it up. No way. And I don't think Bill Clinton wants her to give it up. So, good for him. I'm not going to talk him out of it. But he needs to realize that it is going to be a very, very, very long process. And Donald Trump was able to do it because he had a lot of money. It helped having a lot of money. I'm not saying everybody that runs for office has to be rich. But many of these people that do run, yeah, they have money. So it's good. And, thank you for having to listen to my podcast. I think I confused him more than anything. But tell him to also come up with a second or third goal, okay? That might be a good idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, scientists have completely eliminated HIV in living animals for the first time by doing a quote-unquote cut-and-paste gene edit. According to Daily Mail, they say U.S. scientists infected three groups of mice with HIV. And then they tried to go in and remove it. This is fascinating how they did this. The research has been published this week. U.S. scientists showed they could completely remove the HIV DNA from the human cells that they implanted into mice. They say it's the first time scientists have ever achieved complete elimination in animal models, obviously paving the way to a human trial. So they use something called CRISPR-Cas9, which is a tool for making, quote, precise edits in DNA, and they discovered this in bacteria. The acronym CRISPR is for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Palindromic Repeats, and this technique involves a DNA-cutting enzyme and a small tag, which tells the enzyme where to cut. By editing this tag, scientists are able to target the enzyme to specific regions of DNA to then make precise cuts wherever they like. And what they could then do is silence genes, basically switching them off. They say when cellular machinery repairs the DNA break, it removes a small snip of that DNA. Researchers can now precisely turn off specific genes in the genome. And so apparently the study was done at Katz School of Medicine at Temple University and the University of Pittsburgh. And they were able to delete HIV-1 from the genome of most tissues. And a year later, they have been able to eliminate the virus from every tissue. Now, some of you are probably looking at this going, well, wait a second. This kind of sounds long. And, HIV is sneaky. It knows how to hide. You know, this is a long process. Really, a year? Well, and basically, they tested three groups of mice. In the first, they infected the mice with HIV. In the second, they infected mice with a severe case of an equivalent. And then in the third case, they had a, quote, humanized mouse model engrafted with these human immune cells. And they treated the first group, and they were able to genetically inactivate the HIV. Second group was tough, but they were able to be pretty successful with how they did this technique. It's kind of fascinating. I'm going to post it on my Facebook later today. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, this was a message I got last week, and I didn't really know how to answer it. We're going to read it on air. Okay, we're going to keep his name anonymous, as he asked, but he said we could read it on air. My wife insists I get treated for porn addiction. But I'm not addicted. I don't like my wife anymore. I love her, but I don't like her, if you understand what I'm saying. So you love somebody, but you don't like them. I think I understand. I know I probably should be able to understand that, but I just can't get it right now. To sleep with her, I use porn. Our kids are too young for us to get divorced. He goes on saying he doesn't want to go to the medical part. There's a lot of issues with this. He doesn't want to go to the doctor. He doesn't want this going into a record, which is obviously electronic, and ask for advice. So I haven't written back. I will, because I don't know if he's listening to this episode, although I would love to talk to you if you call in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Never, ever, ever take on a diagnosis that you shouldn't have, even out of quote-unquote love. All right? Don't do it. Especially if it's an addictive type of diagnosis that, you know, you don't have to have. I don't like the idea of having a quote-unquote porn addiction, all right, in your medical chart if that's not the case. Because it just bothers me to how do I word this? Number one is, first of all, doctors and medical providers need to be spending time treating what needs to be treated. Number two is, if anything does, let's say, happen where somebody tries to, let's say, accuse you of looking at child pornography or whatever, and, you know, you have this history that, you know, you don't have to have, it's a mess. Now, I'm not saying just because somebody has a porn addiction, they could be at risk later for legal issues, but if you don't have to have that, you know, on your chart, don't. I'll tell you how to deal with that. And people who do have addictions to porn, they don't like to seek treatment for that same reason. They don't want, you know, they don't want the stigma attached. You know, they don't want that on their, on the record. So there's a few topics here we need to attack, okay? I'll work backwards. But first, what I want to say is, if you have a true porn addiction, now, by a true porn addiction, you don't go to work to look at porn. You interrupt family, you know, events, or you don't go to family events, or you don't go to church because you want to stay home and look at porn. You know, you want to watch it all the time. That could be, obviously, signs and symptoms of an addiction. When it really starts to kind of mess with your life. You may be falsely accused of being addicted to porn if somebody in your family catches you, you know, seeing it, or seeing it on your computer or on your phone. That doesn't necessarily mean addicted. Okay, addicted is where you can't go without it, right, for an extended period of time. And if you do suffer from that, you do need treatment, okay? And you do need to be very forthcoming with your provider so they can give you proper treatment. But we have too many people out there that don't want to get treated. They do not want that, you know, on the record. Well, then, one thing you could do to start getting some sort of treatment without feeling like you have to be exposed is go, you know, be seen for internet addiction. Okay? You're most likely, if you have a porn addiction, you're probably also, you know, addicted to your internet. You're always on it, you're always surfing it, etc. And so maybe some techniques and some therapy can help with that. Now, let's go back to this listener who is using porn so that he can sleep with his wife. All right, that's a problem. That, I mean, you know, if he is unattracted to his wife, now, trust me, many people, they're like, wait a second, can I raise my hand? Guys, okay, I understand that sometimes, you know, your spouse may lose their looks, and I get that, you know, but hopefully the love you have for each other is enough to spurn, you know, some sort of need for intimacy. But what was very interesting about this listener is he said, I don't like her. Now, he doesn't like her as a person. You know, does, you know, he think she's a shrew? You know, maybe you can love somebody deeply, but you just don't like them. I mean, there's family members we have where we love them, we'll give them a kidney, but we just don't like them and we don't want to hang out with them. So, but we also don't want to be intimate with them either. So I believe you can love somebody and not like them. I think that's dangerous for a marriage. So they've got young kids, they don't want to get divorced, and she's insisting that he gets treated for porn addiction. What you have to do is you have to fess up. You have to say, look, you know, and now you could go in stages, okay? You know, I think communication is best, but if you're not ready to tell her the whole entire truth, what you could start out is saying, you know, look, you know, I'm having some issues in the bedroom, and porn seems to help that. So then I could, you know, satisfy you. You know, oh, well, if that's what you're doing, then that's okay. And then maybe it's over. You know? Another thing you could do is invite her to watch the porn with you. A lot of people watch porn together. That's something you could do. If she can't stand it, if that's not, you know, something she wants to do, all right, well, fine. But that's something you can do. You know, maybe the reason why some people are so upset when their spouse or their partner looks at porn is because they think they're fantasizing about somebody other than them. But if you include your partner when you watch the porn, then, and hopefully it's nothing like really stupid or disgusting. I don't know what's out there these days. I've been married for 20 years, so I mean, maybe they have like, you know, all sorts of laser lights now, and I don't know what they have. Maybe, you know, certain dance moves. I don't know what they do in porn now, but still, sometimes including your partner would maybe make it less taboo. All right. Oh, and then, you know, finally just, I don't need it. I shut the computer off. I don't need it. All right. And, you know, just see what happens in the bedroom. And she may notice that something has changed, something's different, and go, no, you want to know what? It was better when you did look at it. So there's a variety of things you could do, but it's a tough case. And when your kids are young, trying to stay married for the kids' sake, I think is very commendable and very admirable. But these kids get smart, you know? I mean, they know if something's wrong. Maybe two parents could hide it, and maybe they should hide it. You know, if they made the decision to hook up and they made the decision to have kids, then it's not fair to the kids for them to have to go through a split and then new boyfriends and new girlfriends coming into the house, etc. So, you know, maybe, you know, they're doing the right thing. But it's a bad situation because, you know, if you don't like somebody you're with, you know, it's going to show. And the kids are going to pick up on, you know, how relationships work. And if relationships are always fights, and, you know, no, I'm not going to open a door for you. And, oh, I got to be away from you. I can't talk to you. I can't listen to you. You know, kids pick that up. They do. Yeah. I mean, you know, my kids bark at me like, you know, hubby does. I love my husband. But, you know, they learned how to talk to mommy. And I'm like, oh, no, that doesn't happen. You know, and I've been now more cognizant of snapping at hubby if he ever snaps at me in front of the kids. Yeah, so, you know, they see, don't even go there, right? Because your lady will, you know, snap back. And so, you two have to actually sit down, maybe go to counseling or sit down and talk it through and say, look, you know, we're starting to drift apart, okay? I don't want that. I don't want to look at porn, right? But I'm having issues in the bedroom. I notice we're not close anymore. You know, I want us to find each other again. Maybe you guys could save your marriage. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And, of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Some of you guys have a sense of humor. The name of this listener is, quote, married too long to mean ugly mate. And he suggests for the last listener to maybe move to Las Vegas and budget finances for regular outings to Pahrump County. Okay, no, we are not going to condone seeing prostitutes. But I thank you for giving such helpful advice. We do appreciate that from our other listeners. All right, Black Americans are living longer. That's good, because we have had some major, major issues and racial disparities on improvements in how we're combating cardiovascular disease and acute coronary syndromes, stroke, etc. And it looks like a new report has said that for overall, the overall health of Black Americans has been improving, according to the CDC. Say the good news is that the overall death rate for Black people in the United States has declined about 25% in recent years. The bad news, though, is that a racial disparity still remains. Life expectancy of Blacks is still 4 years less than that of whites. They say younger Blacks are more life, this is according to WTKR, quote, younger Blacks are more likely to live with or die from conditions typically found in older whites, such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. They say this new report included health data and age-adjusted death rates for Black and white Americans from 1999 to 2015. They say the data was analyzed for age-specific trends looking between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, and 65 and older. And the data came from the U.S. Census Bureau, the National Vital Statistics System, and the CDC's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. And the data looked at 1999 to 2015, and the death rates decreased significantly in both Black and white populations. I like to attribute that to the statins. The statin medications, thank you, statin medications, even though people don't like pharmaceutical, the pharmaceutical industry, I really do like the group of statin medications. They said the racial disparity in death rates between the two populations fell from 33% to 16%. Now, they found, though, that African Americans are more likely to die at early ages of all causes, diabetes, stroke, high blood pressure, and all the causes tested. Now, they say death rates from HIV went down about 80% in the 18 to 49-year-olds. And they also found decrease in HIV deaths among whites as well. But still, a racial disparity remains. Blacks are still more likely to die from HIV. The data also showed that African Americans in the 18 to 35 and 35 to 49 age groups were nearly twice as likely to die from heart disease, stroke, and diabetes as whites. For Blacks 18 to 64, the data showed that they were at higher risk of early death than whites. Now, you know, when we look at these racial disparities, all right, they can't look at every disease. And we know that heart disease, which is the number one killer, all right, significantly takes a toll on the African-American population. We also know that kidney disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, stroke, okay? Now, they didn't, of course, look at colon cancer, breast cancer. You know, I was in Mexico and I was asking, you know, many of the, I was in Puerto Vallarta, but I was in the surrounding cities and I was talking to them about the medical issues that they see. You know, here you guys are, you're closer to the equator than we are up in the States. You know, how skin cancer rates, skin cancer rates aren't as much of an issue as diabetes. And so certain ethnicities will be more prone to certain diseases. And maybe it's because all our ancestors had certain genetic makeups that just kept getting passed down and passed down. And such that if we have a propensity towards having, let's say, higher, you know, sugar levels or lower insulin sensitivity or higher insulin resistance, that gene, that trait is going to pass down. Okay? We see with Asian Americans that have not been born here, but have come from the Far East, come live in the States, start having high cholesterol levels earlier than other people. And maybe it's because, again, genetic makeup not being able to tolerate the new diet. Whereas other races and populations may be able to handle the diet and be able to metabolize the cholesterol better. So, you know, when we see these racial disparities, it shows that we have a lot more work to do. But the one thing it tells me is we can't treat everybody the same. We are going to have to fine-tune how we treat each individual based on their ethnicity and their race. Okay? We don't want to discriminate, but if, you know, one blood pressure medicine works better in one race than another, then that should be the blood pressure medicine given, not everybody given the same medication. You know, we tend to do that a lot, like with blood pressure. No, we'll start you on a diuretic and we'll start you on a beta blocker. Yet maybe African Americans do better with calcium channel blockers. Right? Maybe Hispanics may do better with ACE inhibitors. And so I think we really need to study race differences, gender differences, right? And not be afraid of it being politically incorrect. You know, they talk about how women, you know, manifest and present with heart disease different than men. They may plaque differently than men. Their plaque may have their arteriosclerotic plaque in their coronary artery may be looser. It may have a more necrotic center. It may be more friable. So if women, right, undergo arteriosclerosis differently than men, then shouldn't they be treated a little differently than the typical treatment we treat everybody, including men? Maybe they need to start a statin medication differently. Maybe we need to develop a medication that deals more with their plaques than what we normally, than what we currently have. And so I've seen this over and over and over again with African Americans. I'll see that when we do give them diuretics and like a hydrochlorothiazide, especially African American women, many of them start to lose their potassium, and they lose their potassium more than Caucasian women. Now, why would that happen? Well, maybe in terms of the kidneys and the distal tubules of the kidney, they have a mechanism where it's easier for them to lose more potassium, right, when they are given a diuretic. Well, then we need to identify that. I mean, I saw that early on in my practice, such that I would always have to add potassium when I would have an African-American female on a diuretic, or I would just avoid the diuretic completely. And remember years ago there was a study, and we've talked about this on air many times, where they found out the reason why fruits and vegetables are so important to protecting heart disease is because of the potassium in these fruits and vegetables. The higher the potassium diet, the better it is for your heart. Well, if African Americans run the risk of losing potassium easier than other races, maybe that's why they're at higher risk for heart disease. Again, it's just a theory I have, but then I sure the hell don't want to give them a medication that causes them to lose their potassium. Now, mind you, diuretics are very, very valuable when it comes to, controlling blood pressure, and they do help, control blood pressure. But if, you know, we find that it causes them to lose their potassium, I don't know if that's the best choice for them. And so we need to embrace the race, right, when we treat people. And we need to look at everybody as an individual. Can't just say, all right, I'm going to give you this medication because it worked on all the other, you know, patients I saw this morning. Well, maybe some of these medications do work like that. But I've still heard of some people who have died of a heart attack while taking their cholesterol medication. Maybe that's because that cholesterol medication really didn't protect him. You know, when my father died of a heart attack, he didn't have high diabetes. His blood sugar was a little high. Still, he was in fairly good control. His cholesterol wasn't that high. And he died of a massive coronary event. Why is that? Well, it was probably because of, his genetics. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.